Al kol mishkav shochav chutz from the kark. Any place you want to sit down and on the ground. The damos was a shash from snakes were there, was a mokum sakonis in the ground. Al kol moishav shave, any type of seat you want to sit on, chutz from the kira, not on a beam. Because Rashi Shematipo, you sit on the roof, on the beam, you're afraid the beam will fall in. It's a mokum sakona. Omar Shmuel, shino b'ombamur hashachar, if supposed to shino means if you sleep. If you sleep omar hashachar, in the early by the morning star, it's very good for you, ki istamol parzalo, like metal to iron. Like the end of a hammer, you make a real hard metal to hold the metal in place. So it's very good. Rashi, ki istamol parzalo, a balaz, shemoyal barzal, it helps the iron. If you go make at this time, it's good for the goof. So our gear is shina posha means sleep. So Mashur's mashma, even though it says shina b'shachris is no good, you're supposed to get up. But Omar Hashachar, the early morning star, that's still alright. The Rach and the Sardi has different gears. He says shina here means ashtona, means matu meraglayim. If you matu meraglayim in the early morning, that's very good. Then it's just next Gemara Yitzia. If you nifni, you make gedolim in the morning. B'yomar Hashach was also kistna lefazola. It's very good for the body, like Rashi says, Yitzia lefonis. If you make early in the morning, that's good for the body. Pakapora heavy mazvin mili. Pakapora used to sell words of the dinner. It used to charge a dinner. He would make up a poem like this, saying he would charge a dinner for it. Penny, dollar. What do you say? Ad the kafnis ochel. While you're still hungry, chaper and eat. Ad it soches, while you're still thirsty, shofti, go drink. Got a dinner for this. Shashi ad the kafnis ochel. Shashi shim tishoy, if you're going to wait too long, is taver mimcho taiva samaychel. You won't have the taivati anymore. Vein amaychel mail. It's meant to say, when you have a chapsa chano, when you have a taiva to go eat, chaper and eat then, you'll enjoy the food much better then. And while you're still thirsty, you'll enjoy it right then, the drink also. Adraschor kitchor, when you pat, when the food is still hot, shofuch, then pour it, then eat it. Shash adraschor kitchor shofuch. Kodim shet stein before it cools off. Moshluze, kishat tzorok on a cover means you have to go make, shvech, go make right away, v'yatishoy oisim, don't wait. It's no good for you to wait. Karno karib roim, when you hear the horns blowing in roim, bar mazvin teni, diovach, zovin, that's a good time to go sell the fig. That's when times figs are at biggest peak, and if you're the son of your father that has a lot of figs, go and sell it that time. Trashi karna kana baremi. Im tish karna kari baremi. Im tishma kil karim baremi. If you hear the horns blowing in Rome, who's similar of akshetem, it's a similar now people want to buy figs. Liknes lohuluk lamakamacher. So bar mazvin teni teni yobach zovin. Im ein ovach labayis. If your father's not home right now, he's zorata, you be careful. Vinoy limcha teni, sell all those figs right now. Vyoit sheish sheish tovim. Right now, people want to buy the figs. It's a good time to sell. Do the business right now. Omulu Abayi l'Rabbon. Abayi told Rabbonin, ki alisu b'shvilu d'mechuza. When you go through the small paths, the small roads of Mechuza, l'meifik b'bechak, to go out to the fields, is loitechse l'lahach gisa. Don't start looking at this side of the road. L'lahach gisa, not on this side of the road. Why? Because Dilma Yasvi Nashi, those are places there where Shriach women could be sitting there. It's not nice, look at the Noshim. So you go through those roads, you want to tell me them, don't look right or left, go straight. Trashi Bishvile, Shvil Kotin, Shepoina Boy Lasodis, the small roads to go through the fields. So he knew that Noshim was sitting there, so now it's not nice to go there and look there. Right, the Rav Safra Oyola Besakise. Rav Safra went in to make, he was in the Beis HaKisei. Also, Rabbi Abba, then Rabbi Abba also had to go make, he also went to the same Beis HaKisei. Is Nochalei Ababa, so I suppose he wanted to know, is anybody inside? It's not seen that two people should be in there at the same time. Like he first started, he made noise outside, like to hear if anybody's inside there or not. Nochalei, he made some noise. Trashi Nochalei Ababa, Leidim Yeshem Adam Nochalei, he made some noise outside to hear if somebody's inside will answer him or not. Is Amalei, so Rav Safra answered him and said, Layo Mar, come inside, Mar, I'm here, you come in also. Is Boso Echlam, he had to go, he went inside. Boso Nothak, if the Rav Abba came out, Omale, he told Rav Safra, Ad Hashta La'arlis L'sayer, the Gemart L'chamil D'sayer, I mean, you're handling not richtig in the Hilchas Basic Hisei. Say we have that's the shade of the Basic Hisei. I mean, you weren't nizig yet, you didn't get in trouble from the Mazik. Or from the shade of the Beis HaKisei, and you learned these things. Trashi Omalei Rabbah Safra Ad kan le alas l'sheya. She'enem tsnuya beis kisra. Aren't you afraid of the mazik? How come you're not a tsnuya? The gemat l'chamil d'sheya. She'en chet tsnuya. That you're not a tsnuya. Lavochit tnan. Didn't we learn like this? Medura, the Gemara in Tovid. The Medura hoist the sham. In the base of Migdash, they had a Medura, a fireplace. Or base a kise shakovet. That the Kahanim used to go there and was called the base kifish, a base kise shakovet. Or mechubadik a base kise. The Zehoy Kvod, what was the covet about that base kise? Motzen no, when they found the door locked, the Yadua Sheshamot, they knew somebody was inside. They didn't have to ask any questions, they went outside. Motzen Pasuk, they found the door open, the Yadua Shein Shamot, you know nobody's there. In our Kopon, what's the simonim? It's not nice to talk in the base of Kisei. So they made simonim, let the door open, the door be closed. But to talk, it's not nice. Alma, lavur chayahu. It's not nice to talk in the base of Kisei. See, at time to say, Safra, how come when I made noise, you asked me back and said, I'll come inside? It's not nice to talk in the base of Kisei. Vuhu Sover, what was of Kana Svara? Why did Safra speak? If Safra also knew these halachas, Uchitznius, and you knew that we had before, you're supposed to watch yourself from the mazik, from the shade. So you should have been Sanua. Teres was, who saw the Mesukinu? His Hevites knew that Rav Abba had to go badly. And to hold yourself in, it's a Makam Sakona. So Makam Sakona held you allowed to tell the person, come inside. Titania, Teres Shimming on the Elaimir. Omud HaChoyzer, if you hold yourself back from a Raglayin, is maybe a Sodom Ladei Hadrukin. You come to a sickness called Hadrukin, Rashi says, Kriisei Tzovim. Now your stomach blows up. If you hold yourself back from making, is maybe a sodom of day yarkun. Bring yourself to join this, you bring upon yourself. So merely held here was a makam sakonam. That's where he spoke to tell him to come inside. Rashi, lavoch itnam mesechta tomid. Madura hoy sesham. The Azores in the base of Migdish, there was a Madura. Hesegod, the big fire, shalor, lischamim shamakanim. Hamasichim ragleim the base of Kisei. That when they went to the base of Kisei, it was cold there, they had to take off to make. So they got cold, so they came back, they had a fire to warm themselves up. Shetzrichim tefillah. Not right, the if the Kohen went to the base of Kisei, he had to be table in the mikvah. So he came up from the mikvah, it was cold. So they had a water, to a fire to warm them up. The Rambam says to Yuma, call a mesech ragl turn tefillah. Any time you went to the base of Kisei, even from Erek Lion, you had to go to the tefillah. Well, base of Kisei shakovet. Alma aim is safra from base of Kisei. It's not sneeze talking to base of Kisei. The yata mata leomar, and how come you, a safra, told me to come in? It's not sneeze. Vusavra, safra hill. Shemaya leomalar, why did he tell him to come in? Masava misukinu, vomad achayzim, yishav lachura, viyasar omad. If you go back and don't come in right now, hold yourself in, you'll become makam sakona. So not to make you makam sakona, he held his kedai here to talk in the base of Kisei to let him come in. Reblezo oyle besakise. Reblezo went to besakise. Also, who passed by? A certain Persian went there and dachke pushed him down. His comrade Reblezo got up and knocked. Just went out of the besakise. Nothing happened. Also, darkuno a snake came. Shamte lekarkise. He ate up his drashi chachulis. He ate up his intestines. He bit him in the intestines. Sherei is drashi yaitse boy where the junk comes out. Shekorim tzchayim. That's the snake he killed him like. His correlator Blazer called this person the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'etin Odom Tachtecha, I'll give you another person. As Al Tikri, Odom El Edom, I'll give you Edom, like he had a Pasoy from Edom, like he gave it to him, like he healed the person because of him. Pasuk says, V'omar Lohogcho, this is the Maestro David the Melech said, that after the Maestro was Shaul, when Shaul was running after David to kill him, so Shaul had to go to the base of Kisei. It says Shaul went into the cave and he was very tznuwa. As soon as he was very tznuwa was there, and David knew they went to the cave, so David came from the other side, and that's what David cut off a piece of the meal. He cut off a piece of his beged, of Shaul's beged, and then David went outside and spoke to Shaul and told him, you're still running after me, you should know, if you think I'm angry at you, I could have killed you. I was in the same mode with you while you were making Eric Ryan. I was there and I could have killed you. So David told him, he said like this, V'yomo lo harokcho, that you are coming to kill me, V'atochis alecha had rachmonas on you. V'yomo, and the Abishah told me, lo harokcho, you're coming to kill me, V'atochis alecha. So the more questions, V'yomar v'yomarti mi boyle, should have said the Abishah told me. What's for Omar? Should have said v'yomarti li. V'atochis v'chosati, I had rachmonas on you mi boyle. So what does David say in this Lashon V'omar, like it was told to me, and V'tochas, I will have Rachmonis. Omer Yab Lezer, Omole David the Shul. David told Shul like this: the Maestri is Minatoira Ben Harigata. Minatoira, really, you have a Chi of Misa right now. Why? Shere Roidevata. You, Shul HaMelech, are being Roidev, you're coming to kill me. Everybody knew Shul was running here to kill David. Vatoira Amro, Bolahoka, somebody's coming to kill you. Hashkin Hoga, you have a head to go get up and kill him. So the Emerson David had a head to go and kill Shul HaMelech. Because since Shaul was coming to kill him, you have a heter to kill him. Elo, why didn't David kill him? Tznius, Shoisa Boch, he chosalecha. The fact that you show what Tznu and this mice when you made in the base, when you made the miraglaim in the morrow, you're doing a very much with Tznius, that was the midah that was chosa that had rachmonis on you. Omahi, what was the Tznius that Shaul did? The Pasuk says, Vayavol Gidrus Hatzoin, Al Haderich, Vishom Moro, he went into the Moro, Vayavol Shaul Lohosech, Shaul went there to make Meraglayim, Lohosech Asragel, to make Meraglayim. Tanya, what does the Pasuk mean? Vayavol Gidrus Hatzoin, Gidrus means a lot of walls there. What do you mean he made by a place of walls? Tona Gedel Lifnim, Mina Geder. There were like two sets of walls where he went inside to make. Umoro Lifnim Umoro. He's in one cave inside the other cave. That's how much of its new he was. That's the makom we went to Mount the Meraglayim. Lohosech. So since Shaul did a ma'aseh tznius there, that saved him from David HaMelech. Omer Reb Lezer, melamed shesichech atzma kisukah. When he made the Meraglayim, his mamash covered all around him like inside a sukkah. That's how much of its new Shaul was. Vayetav vayokim David, the Pasuk says, vayichres as knaf mil. He cut off a piece of the mill of the Shaul's deged. Omer l'shoel balot. Asher l'shoel balot, that what Shaul was wearing, and did it balot quietly. Omer Reb Yisrael b'chanino, kol ha-mavazeh sa begodim, if you're mavazeh the begodim like here, David was mavazeh, Shaul was the melech kefod, he was wearing big day malchus, David was mavazeh, he cut off a piece of his beggar. Is soif ein anena mehem, midi keneged midi, get back an oynish, that begodim won't help you. Shenemer says, by giving him a lochim, by Melech David, Zokim Baba Yom, David became very old, by Chasub with Godim, they covered him with the Godim, lo yichem loy, the Begodim didn't warm him up anymore. He didn't get the Anor from the Begodim. Why not? Because he was Mavasa the Begid of Shaul HaMelech. So Midi, connected Midi, got the Yonish back, that now Begodim won't work for him, I'm not going to warm him up. Im Hashem Hesischo Bi Yorech Mincha. Another time, David was trying to Shaul, like, what are you running after and killing me? Like, if you think you're really doing with Hashem, Hashem, Hashem is being Messiah, Hashem is telling you to kill me, then you're Yerech Mincha. I'll be Mekabalist and I'll bring a Mincha and I'll let you kill me right away. But David was trying to tell Shaul, you should know, it's not Hashem that's telling you to do it. It's your Ayin Ra you have. Omri Ableza. About Koparim, David said, Loshin, if Hashem has Hitzchav, Hashem is being Messiah, you to kill me. As Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu David, Kodesh Baruch Hu Atayinus to David, Mesis chorously, you calling me a Mesis? Hare ani mashilcha b'David, I'll bring a michshel upon you. Sharfilu tinoike shabes rabin yodim dizah hoisoi. The exil the posik says in Kisisom, Kisis says roish b'nei Yisrael. When you count Klal Yisrael, lefukudayim v'nosnu ish kaisa b'koyfa nafshoi. You count Klal Yisrael samokim sakona, or bring a magefa, you have to b'davka take a shekel, machsa shekel, al sakaporo l'nafshoi, that a magefa shouldn't come about. Is miyad right away vayamet sotna Yisrael uksir vayostes as David b'hem leim aleich monas Yisrael. The son got up and took David in to go and count Klal Yisrael, and he didn't take a kapara, he didn't take a machsa shekel. V'chivan d'minyoni leishokim minar kofer. He started to count Klal Yisrael, he made a minyan, but he didn't take kofer nafshe, he didn't take money from them. V'chsir vayitem Hashem David b'Yisrael mi'abokeh v'yareis moyed. My ace, moyed. Amashmuel sabachasne the Rebbe Chanina, Mishmei the Rebbe Chanina, Misha shchita satomed ashas mikosei. From shchita to zrika, that they were counting the whole day and they didn't take a kapara. Rebbe Yechonamar adchatzeis mamish. They were counting the whole day straight without taking kaparas. So this David had a michshel. We'll soon see a magefa came about that. He started to count them without taking a kapara, so a magefa came. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malach that the Mashkes, and because of David's chet that he counted without taking a kapara, the Mashkes came and made a bom ra. Omer Reb Elezer, Omer Le Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMalach. Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malach, Toli Rav Shebhem, means take for me, kill the biggest one of them. Sheyesh Bo Lifor Mehem, Kama Achoyvis, that from killing one big tzaddik, that takes the place of a lot of them. Yeshua Mesa Avisha ben Tzruya. Sheshoku Keruba Shal Sanhedrin. That time the Malach killed his Avisha ben Tzruya. He was Shoku Keneged Ruba Shal Sanhedrin. While the middle of the Magefa, Hashem saw and he had Rachmonis on them. Ma'ro, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu see that he had Rachmonis to stop the Magefa? Or Marav, Ro Yaakov Avinu, we saw Yaakov Avinu. The service says, Yaakov Avinu, Yoyim Yaakov Kesherom. When Yaakov saw what happened, so it says, Ro Loshen Rom. But Yaakov, so Chus Yaakov, Hashem stopped it. Shmuel Amar Afroi Shal Yitzchok, Ro. He saw the Afroi of the Akeda by Yitzchok. Shenem Molekim Yiro Lo Yaseh. Loshin Yiro Hashem saw. He also saw Hashem saw the Akedas Yitzchak. Because there he stopped the Magreifel. We have Yitzchak Nafchol Amar Kesef Kippurim Roy. Shenema Blakafta Es Kesef Hakippurim. Meis Bnei Yisrael. He saw the way Klai Yisrael when they counted. They did take the Kesef Hakippurim. So now we had Rachmanis on them. We have Yechinen Amar Beis Hamikdash Yiro. The Yosef Bahar Hashem Yiro. Kligibor Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ibi Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Chadom a Kesef HaKippurim, like we had before, Hashem saw this chus of Kesef HaKippurim, that's where we stopped on the Geifom. The Chadom a Beis HaMikdash Ro. O Mistavah Kamandem a Beis HaMikdash Ro. Hashem saw this chus of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemra Hashem Yomar Hayoyim Bahar Hashem Yiro. Hashem sees the Beis HaMikdash and the chus there, he stopped on the Geifom. Right, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikona Sodom HaRabayis HaMakoloi. You shouldn't walk on the HaRabayis the Makoloi with your stick. The more, and also you shouldn't make a Kapandri, you shouldn't make a shortcut out of it. The more my Kapandri, what does it mean, a shortcut? Or Marova, Kapandri, or Kishma. Pasha Duret, you shouldn't make a shortcut. If you have to go around, and you have a basic Migdash or a basic Nessus to go through, you shouldn't go through the basic Nessus to make a shortcut out of it. Rav Chonabar, Ade, Mishmei, the Rav Sama, Bray, the Rav Mori, Omar, command the Yom Inish, like people say, Ade, Makifno, why you have to go all around? Adre, Ayabaho, instead of going all around the block to go through, go straight through, a gun to my shul. As you're outside over there and you have your car parked outside, and you still want to walk straight through here just to make a shortcut, it's also to do it. You're making a shortcut. The answer is you have to come in, sit down, say a pasuk, then walk out. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Hanichnas LeBeis HaKnesses, His Lav Dafka LeBeis HaMikdash, who was in every Beis HaKnesses? Amnas, Shleil HaTosik Apanjua, as you came into the Ganswag Shul here to learn a little bit, came to Shir. And now when you got finished, your car is parked over there, you're allowed to walk outside there, because you didn't come in to make a shortcut. Is Mutl HaTosik Apanjua, is once you're in there for good purpose, then you're allowed to walk out the shortcut, you're not mechuyav to go back the other way. So that's tested. If you come into a shul, you're supposed to sit down and say a posik. So it's called you here for a purpose to do the bar mitzvah. Then you're allowed to walk out. Rabbi Yavu Omar. Yeah, right. You have to come in the bar mitzvah. You have to come in the right way. Then when you leave, you can leave any way you want. Rabbi Yavu Omar Imhoye Shvil Mikara Muta. If there was a street, and on top of the street they made a basic nest, if that doesn't stop, you're allowed to go through. If the shvil was there first, then you're still allowed to go through. Amar Bechel Amar Avuna, Hanichnas LeBasic Nesses Lispalu, if you go in there to daven, Mutl HaSasik Apandria. Then at the end, when you get finished davening, you're allowed to go out the long way, you're allowed to go out the shortcut. Shinemar, the post says, Avo Am Oritz, Tavnei Hashem B'moyadim, the post again off, when you come to the base of Midish, whoever came in, Shad Dorim, go outside, soften, soften, go out the other one. It says in the base of Midish, the same door you came in, don't go out the same door, go a different door. Well, in Indian, like, it's brought down, like, not to base the Midish, like, you, not to make the base of Midish like your own house. To be a little bit different there. Like, all upon them, you see, Klon the base of Midish, you came in one door, and you went out the other door. So you see, once you came in the Divine Mitzvah, you're allowed to go out the shortcut. Or a kika mikal b'chaim, you're not allowed to spit in the base of Midish from the kabachaim. Omer Rebiva, Omer Yeshua, Ben Levi, call her Reikik Barabayis, Bizman Hazir, if somebody spits today on the Harabayis, Kilu Reikik Babas Enoi, as if his mom is spitting in Hashem's eye. Shenemar, Vahoye, Enoi, Belibi, Shom, Kol Hayom. As the Shechina is still there, and the Harabayis, the Bizman Hazir, by the Kaisel, the Shechina is there, and you're not allowed to spit there. Omer Rebiva, Reikika Babas Akhnes Hashariah. Shno, in the basic necessary door, you're allowed to spit. Mini the heavy Amanu. I'll bring your Raya for Amanu wearing shoes. My Amanu, just like shoes. Barabayas Austin. The Mishnah says, when you go in the Harabayas, you're not allowed to wear your shoes. But that's in the basic necessary mutter, you're allowed to wear shoes like we do in the basic necessary. Is that for Kika Barabayas? Who the Yosser? Who then the Kika? That's only Yosser and Harabayas, like your shoes. Mashenka, basic necessary, shari. In the basic necessary, it's mutter. It's not such a big design. Omele Rapapa nein, Omele Rapapa le Rava nein, the Amri le Ravina le Rava, the Amri le son say was Rav Ada ba Masna le Rava. Adi Yalavimanol, why do you learn how to heter? You're allowed to spit in the shul, just like you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul. Takeret, Nailas Mikapandio, let's find out the Churm, it's also to spit in the shul, the same way now to make a shul a shortcut. Just like you can't make a shortcut in the base of Mikdush, you can't make in a shul. You see, certain halachas are yinog at the shul. So maybe you can't spit in the shul either. Omale tona, yalef mimanol, you will learn after manol, yata matal mikapandrin. You're asking a kasha, let's learn out the source from a shortcut. Mahi, what is this, the Tanya? Lo yikones odim larabayas, can't go into the baharabayas, that's the mokim of the har where the base of Mikdush is. Leba makolana with your stick. Shebiyodoi, v'loi b'mano, shebrag, not wearing shoes, v'loi b'moyis, asurum loi, v'sadinoi, not wearing your wallet with your money inside it, v'vimdosoi, v'vshelas dachurav, also your pack, you have a throne in your back, v'loi yasena kapan, you can't make the Beis HaMikdash a shortcut, or rekika, avadi, you can't spit in the Beis HaMikdash, v'kavuchayim b'mano, kavuchayim b'mano, ma'mano shen b'derech b'zoyin, wearing shoes, it's not such a big b'zoyin, Amru Torah, still the Torah says, Shal no lechem yaraglecho, take off, Hashem told Moshe, take off your shoes. Of course, you're standing in the Makom Kodesh, so you're seeing the Beis HaMikdash, you can't wear shoes. As with Kinko, spitting. She derech bizoin, that everybody understands, that derech bizoin to spit, like Koshkin, Avadim, it's also to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. We have Yosef Yudu Weimer, ain't it, sir? I don't need a posting for this. Harry Weimer, ki ain't lovoy el shar hamelech lebusak. The king comes to the melech wearing sack, wearing sacks. Olay dvorim kavuchoyma. Uma sack. Madik wearing a sack. Shein a moys of neibos v'dom. It's not so gefelach wearing a sack in your own house. Kach, you can't go in front of a melech. You shouldn't go in the Beis HaMikdash. Is rikika spitting? She musa lefnei melech malchiyam lochem koshkin. About the spitting, that's meis. About you shouldn't do it. Is omalei anohachik kamin? This is what I meant to say. Name ahochel chumra vachel chumra. Let's say both ways the chumra. V'ema har habayis the yosa v'manol is also v'manol lo from v'manol. Avo beis hamigdash the shorim v'manol. But a beis hamigdash.